Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What happened?
Yes, sir.
It went off. Hold on. Let me say that.
Technical difficulty. This is the intro song. It'll be playing coming on shortly.
Okay. Yes, sir.
It just stopped, so I don't know what happened, but it'll be coming on. All right. Yeah. Once again, Akwaba, welcome once again to another exciting episode of Dubwise Talk. I'm Iman Judah, your host, and I am so elated to have as my special guest a very majestic reggae band out of Jamaica. The name is Lincoln Chain. But before we bring them on and introduce them to others, we want to hear this ad from Unan Imports. We'll be right back with the majestic band Lincoln Chain.
Greetings, Aquava. Unan Imports. Unan Imports. Unan Imports. They are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure, unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Unan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Unan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Unan. You'll be glad you did.
And we are black. We are black once again at Dubwise Talk. We are with the majestic band, the royal band called Lincoln Chain. At this time, we're going to welcome them. Hey, give thanks and praise. Yay. Welcome, brethren. Welcome, brethren, to Dubwise Talk.
Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Rastafari, brethren, brethren. Kindly, everyone, take a turn and give us your name and what instrument you play.
Well,
yeah.
Who first?
Go ahead, Gregory.
All right. My name is Paul Williams, otherwise called Mirror. Yeah. I just play a little guitar still and, you know, go on to a thing, but you don't know. Yeah.
All right. So you the solo man.
Yeah.
and who's in 720?
That's Paul.
Yeah, that's Paul.
Okay, 917, that's Dwight.
Yes, that's me. I'm over here on the East Coast. I play the guitar also, but we are a singing group. We play instrument when we're practicing and writing songs. But when it comes to recording and stuff like that, we hire musicians. We get the musicians together and we go to the studio with our tracks and everything already ready. And they play the music and we put the voice to it.
That's a good formula.
So the songs then that we do, That's what we do. We basically write them, we structure them and everything like that, and then we go record them. But we play the guitar while practicing, while rehearsing, getting the songs together.
I like that. And the brother from 876, what's your name and what do you play?
Yeah, man. Greetings. This is Funny Hill Griffiths, you know, calling from Jamaica. The new member of the Lincoln Chain.
Welcome once again, Bridget.
And you need another member, you know. Kasha is also here too.
Greetings, my brother. Glad to have a fellow show. My name is Trevor Douglas, but they call me Kasha. Blessed love.
Blessed love. Yes.
Yes, my brother.
Well, once again, we welcome you to our show, and we are highly honored to have you on. Now, the first question I'm going to ask is, what was art like in your home while growing up? Who played instruments? Who sang? Who did paintings? Who did what in the realm of art in your homes? Starting off with Dwight, and then we go to 720 and down to 876.
Well, the art form that I knew in my house was that I didn't know my granddad, so my mom told us about him. She told us that he was an instrument player back then in the 40s, 50s, coming up, and he was in a band that people hired to play at weddings and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I think that's where my feeling for music and art came from.
Mm-hmm. So the fruit does not fall far from the tree.
No.
And how about you in area code 917? Tell us about the art in your home while growing up.
This is Dwight, still at 917.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
720.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Greetings again. And first, let me shout out to all each and everyone. You know, yes. Uh-huh. My music started, you know, at an early age, but I was mostly grew up in the church. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother used to be a singer from a group called Cornerstone, and my mother used to sing in the church. So I get the inspiration from there. You know,
yeah.
I always wanted to do it. You know,
so
that's where it's really coming from, really.
I see. That's a good inspiration as well, brethren.
Yeah.
How about you in 876? What was art like in your home while growing up?
Well, I'm Kasha. Well, my growing up in my home was that my father was a minister of religion, Christian religion. So...
Uh-huh.
He used to play his guitar, and I used to play drum in my church, you know. So I grew up into a musical family. My brother is the leader for the foundation, the United Foundation.
Uh-huh.
So we grew up into a musical family, you know. But we don't play it professionally. As do I say, you know, we play it when we are rehearsing, you know, do our thing, you know, and get our music together. So... I'm coming from a musical family, also.
Ah, okay. Yes, beautiful. It is evident that most musicians have someone in their home who are also an artist who gives them their inspiration. And the same thing was in my home. My mother used to bang on the piano, but she always sang. So my father bought a piano home, and they designated me the pianist. So that's how I got my start. My next question, brethren, is, what was the first time that a song that you were listening to or you witnessed a performance resonated in your soul for the first time? How old were you? Starting with you, Sasha, this time in 876.
The first time, the type of music that bring me to this conclusion, right?
Yes.
As I say, you know, we listen to a lot of gospel song also, and
yes.
But I always like to listen to the mighty Bob Marley, you know, because you know. Good prophet, you know. Stephen Angel, you know. I really love, you know.
Yeah.
He was one of my inspiration. Also, you know, we also have other artists like Ken Booth, and Michael John Oates, you know, because I love authentic music.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Well, tell us, what was...
He brought,
What was the song that stood out for the first time while listening to Bob Marley?
Okay. My first was No Woman to Cry.
Yes, it's a beautiful song, brethren. And how about you in 720? What was the song that resonated in your soul for the first time?
Yeah, the song. You know, as I said, I was really, you know, grew up listening to a lot of songs. I couldn't really identify exact song, but I always inspired by songs, music, you know. And there's a lot of songs, but after a time, you know, when I started listening from out of church, you know, I started listening to Jimmy Cliff, and, you know, I used to love Jimmy Cliff.
Yes.
And still do.
Yes. You know, and yes.
Jimmy Cliff was a great artist. And still is a great artist.
True, you know, that. True.
Yes, and so on. But, you know, I couldn't really identify exact songs, but just music in general, you know. Yeah, that's just my story. And I just, you know, always want to be like that.
True.
I think I'm going to have to jump right in, you know, because, you know, I realize that a lot of questions being posed and, you know, I haven't got a chance to respond to my question. So to respond to my question now, at the age about 8 years old, the song that resonated in my mind was a song that done by J.C. Lodge, a female singer here from Jamaica. You know, she did a song by the name of I'm Gonna Share My Love. I think the title of the song was Someone Loves You, Honey. You know, I always like to sing that song. That's the first song I sang for somebody, you know.
Yes.
My stepfather, who is also a singer-songwriter, you know, came to my house one day and he said to me that he heard I could sing. And he asked me to sing that song and sing a song. And that was the song that I sing, you know. And when I was a kid, I liked that song. You know, when I grew up also, at a tender age, see my mom performing in the choir in church. We have actually the same story, you know.
But yes.
It is natural. I think my talent is an inborn thing. My mom could sing very well, you know. And used to be a member of a group also. Fullness, that I used to be a member of Fullness group too. So we are coming from, all of us are coming from this musical background, you know?
I hear you.
This is always in the center of our lives.
And how about you, Brother Dwight? What song or performance resonated in your soul while growing up that you will never forget?
There's a couple of songs. I live in a like a sleepy town called, we come from the parish of St. Mary in Jamaica, and at the town called Port Maria. And in Port Maria, you have a lot of sound systems, you know? Sound system, just, a man just put up his sound somewhere and just start playing music. So where I was living, they used to have a sound system beside my house called Dynamic Hi-Fi, you know? And they just play music every day. So from there, from that time until now, I love music. I remember one time my mom buy this Bob Marley album and Rastaman Vibration, and I played that album until that needle and that turntable man got messed up, you know, because I love this music so much, you know. So from there on, I just continued to you know, just love doing the thing. I was introduced to the group by a brethren who is a member of the foundation. He passed away. He's sitting now in the Palace of Peace, you know.
Yes.
Blessed. And
yes.
And so he Kasha and Paul used to sing together, both of them, you know. And I Paul said, sweetie, there's a group going on in the hills, you know, and they would like another virgin to come join. So I have another virgin now named Bruce. He's always encouraged us to go ahead because we're going to make it next year, you know. So I join up with the group Lincoln Chamber, and from there we just keep going, you know.
Indeed.
We never give up. We know that the African struggle is our struggle, and the African struggle is your struggle. So
yes.
we just can't give it up, you know.
Ashe. Yes.
We just can't give it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are proudly presenting the reggae band called Lincoln Chain, and we are brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5631 North Ashland Avenue. And for fine Ethiopian dining and for fine decorum and just a wonderful time there, do yourself a favor. Take your loved one and friends over to Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant at 5631 North Ashland. You'll be glad you did. And speak to Samson and his lovely wife, Heru. They will definitely make you feel comfortable. And we are brought to you by Popcorn Haven. They are conveniently located on the southwest side of Chicago. They have ample parking. And moreover, they have 500 flavors of popcorn for your delight. From lemon to chocolate to almond, you name it, they have it. And they are getting high regards off of Yelp. So do yourself a favor, check out Popcorn Haven, located at 111th and Cicero. And we are black with this wonderful band, and we'll be hearing some of their music shortly. But the next question I wanted to ask, and I got partly answered, is how did you guys form? Who called who? Who was the first two members, and who brought in the others?
I first started with with my guitar, and as I said, I want to do music because music keep coming out of me, and so I feel like my brother was from a group they called Cornerstone, and they all sing together. And I always like the melody, the sound, And then I meet up with this group called Foundation. And Foundation is a great group with some great sounds. And I was like, wow, I love them.
Yes.
I would like to form a group too, bringing out all those sweet, beautiful melodies, beautiful sounds,
Yes.
So, I and Kasha, we are from the same area, so we grew up together. And so I said to Kasha one day, can we form a group? Kasha said, yeah, why not, So Kasha was feeling the same way that I was feeling, So I and Kasha we kicked it off.
Now, were you doing covers or originals at that time?
From a band made the original song. original music. Yeah. We just love the original song. Just creative
Correct.
Song.
Yeah.
So I and Kasha really kick it off right there. And, we sound good as a duo, but we still want that melody,
Gotta have some bass and drum.
Gotta have some bass and drum, We continue doing what we're doing, one day Kasha come to me and said, there's a virgin called Dwight, Dwight, I used to know Dwight even before, but I really never thought Dwight would, be interested, So one day, Pastor come to me and said, yeah, Dwight would be interested. And I said, wow, because Dwight have higher vibes too, you know, good guy.
Yeah.
I would like to link up with that man. And, you know, then we started from there again, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we practiced, you know, until we started getting the vibes that we wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're Lincoln Chain Farm, and that's where Lincoln Chain Barn, you know. Yeah, so maybe Kasha can share some more, you know.
And who brought in the next Paul? How did Paul come in?
Paul was, I am Paul. You
know,
okay.
No, forgive me, Paul.
O'Neill.
Yes.
Yeah, the fourth member came in. Well, where I used to live used to be the rehearsal headquarters where all the groups used to gather to practice. I used to live there. So, you know, these guys used to be there rehearsing every day. And I was in another group at the time because I've been involved in many different groups, you know. But I first entered the group when Dwight migrated to live in this space. You know, I was called to kind of fill that gap. And
that's right.
So me and Paul, me with O'Neill and Paul and Kasha did some recording back then. It was about 1988 or 89.
Yeah, man.
You know?
98, 99.
Yeah, 98, 99. Right. And then the leader now, Paul went away to the state now. So it was just me and Kasha. And, you know, too hard struggle more time and survival. You know, we didn't really continue along because, you know, we have to be seeking our breads in desolate places and things. And it's the same for Paul and Dwight, you know, have to be seeking their bread, you know. And so, but music has always been the center of our life. We never forget music and we always keep in touch, you know.
I was doing some solo
in the meantime. And but, you know, while keeping in touch, you know, and by reason, you know, because I said to me that I would fit for the group, you know. And,
yes.
And he told me that he was going to say to Dwight and Paul. And, you know, so, you know, he brought the reason to them and they accepted the proposal right away. And I was back in the group, you know. So it was meant to be, you know, it was meant to be. And I've already known the song. I know the direction of where the group is going. You know, authentic, you know, positive music that people can relate to. Yeah, you know.
Yes,
so here we are
today
again. Here we are again.
Yes, indeed. So how long was it, brethren, before y'all got together and did your first show?
Okay, it's not easy. Recording. We did recordings before we even did any shows.
Uh-huh.
We, I think three years after the group come together, after doing some serious rehearsals and stuff, we did our first recording in 1989 for producer Jack Ruby. And that album called New Day was released on Ras Records label. And so from that time on, we did a couple of shows. I think our first show was probably Eastern Reggae Sunfest. We did Reggae Sunfest. We did Eastern Consciousness, Western Consciousness.
Tell us about your experience at the Reggae Sunsplash? Tell us how that went.
It went very good. It went very well. We were well appreciated. The people love it. You know. And we were hoping that we would be, you know, on the road in that time doing what we love to do. But during the production of New Day, before the album finished, the producer had died. So that kind of set us back, and that had set us back for a moment there. But we didn't stop, because 2 years later on, we did another album for a different producer called Fatty, Exterminator label.
Yes.
And that album was also released on the Ras Record label, but still nothing had happened. So that's what caused some of us to like migrate to find bread in different places to survive. But as Onyo was saying, we didn't give the music up, but we still keep going.
Yes, yes.
We keep going.
There's a saying that says, "Winners never quit, and quitters never win." And your band exemplifies that statement wholeheartedly. At this time, we're going to take a small break, and we're going to listen to this tune that you just referred to called New Day, and we'll be right back, and we will discuss New Day.
Right, sir.
Yesterday, it won't let me go, but I've got to make it. The sun is shining. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up,
get up.
Stand up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up,
wake up.
Stand up.
Procrastinating, not today. Can't put it off, I can't put it off.
get up, get up, get up. Stand up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
It's a new day.
Yes, and we are Black with Lincoln Chain, and what a beautiful song. Who wrote that, and what studio did you do that recording in?
We did this recording in a studio in Outeres, Jamaica. It's operated by Barry O'Hare. He's also the producer on these tracks. We are also the producers also on these tracks. This song was put together, the idea come to Paul. And usually when an idea come to one of us, we just put it together. Sometimes a brother come with a song and he's just singing, and then the harmony just do what it's supposed to do, you know? We just color it.
Yeah, we put it together, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So all of the songs them are original songs, and we all put them together.
Yes. That's a beautiful song. I like the message, because we are embarking on a new day. We are moving into the age of Aquarius, and in the age of Aquarius is when everyone will know there will be no more hidden truths. Everyone will begin to know everything that we need to know to elevate. So, yes, I applaud this song. It's a beautiful song. And those of you in the radio land, do go out and purchase their music. It is very positive and elevating and uplifting. Where can one purchase your music at?
They can get it on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.
Okay. That's wonderful. And what time of day, when... All of you can answer this question. You could take turns, starting with Sasha, and then Dwight and
O'Neal.
Paul.
Okay.
And that last one is Neil, is it?
O'Neal, yes.
Talk about when do you get your inspirations?
Okay. Well, we always up in the hills, you know. It's like bird, you know. So we always up in the hills, and... We always keep, you know, we are meditative people. We love meditate, you know. You know,
yes.
We love focus on our work. You know, sometimes you're right in the bathroom and taking a shower, then a van is coming. Then we call, you know, sometimes cooking, you know, a van is coming. Then we call our brothers and say, well, brothers, something coming, you know. So, in time we reach rehearsal, then we will let you hear what we get, you know, through the meditation, to the inspiration of the Most High. So when you reach at rehearsal, then you say, you know, well, bah, 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 you know, and Virgin come and say, da, 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 you know. So we start with the color, like painting, you know. So we start the painting, you know. That's how we get from all different angles.
Definitely.
That's right.
Comes naturally, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sit down and just holding a vibe by yourself sometimes, and an idea pop up, you know.
Yes.
And you got the idea, and you try to remember it, you know. And as Kasha is saying, when we come together, we just share it with the rest of the group.
Yes.
And we just, you know, we just correlate it and create a song.
Yes.
You know, it's coming
to various
different, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me that when a band becomes one, as y'all have become one, you're not just band members, but you are actually one. And
it's
beautiful. It's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful.
We never break up the group at no time at all. We we're just one. We see ourselves as one, as Lincoln Chain, one. One movement.
Yep.
You know? Every man, yeah. Whatever we do, we try, we share it equally amongst each other.
Yeah.
Because we are brethren from a long time, you know?
Yes. And that's that's the way that Jah wants us to be. He wants us to be unified. He wants us to be united as one.
Naturally.
Oneness.
Yes.
Oneness.
Yeah, boss. Yeah, boss.
Yeah,
That's why we're still. That's why we're still working on our music until this time. You know, because there were gaps where I am doing some other work and Paul is doing some other work and Kasha O'Neill is in Jamaica and we are trying to survive. And but what really happened a while back is that at one point Lincoln Chain has to be buying their CDs, you know? Like, I need somebody and I'm like, okay, you know, we start to reason. I'm explaining to them like, okay, I'm an artist. And so they usually ask, so let me hear something from you. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll get you something because I don't have it in stock. But when I go to Amazon to buy it now, I have to spend a lot of money to get it.
Right.
So a while back I went to Amazon to do a purchase and I see one of our albums selling for $250. You know?
Yeah.
So I am, wow. Lincoln Chain needed $250. That's something. So you know, so I wrote them a letter and they wrote me back and said I should prove it. What I'm claiming, I should prove it because I wrote them and tell them this is our song.
Yeah.
So they I sent them the proof and they wrote me back and said, okay. Well, they're saying something like, okay, we're just a big mall, shopping mall. So people just put up stores in the mall and sell whatever they want to sell for whatever. You know? So they say, okay, here's a way or you can sell your own music then. So I'm like, wow, this Lincoln Chain music, you know, for a long time, who is doing all of this stuff? So we just get together, we decide we're going to, you know what? We're going to reissue our own music and sell it then.
For real.
So
yes,
we
right.
put all our music, bring all the music back together. We reissue it, put it out on a different title and everything, and put our music back out there. So,
yeah, boss.
You know, so for a couple of months now, it's been generating some vibe.
Yeah.
You know, which is a good thing. So with all of that, we decided, listen, the music, them active, people react to the music them a certain way. We need to go do some new tracks.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it's the same feedback we're getting from Jamaica too. When Virgil them and say, right now we speak to people and we need some new songs. So we decide to record this new EP that we call Six Do. You know, so we get together, we reason for about a year or so, we reason, we put everything together, we go to Jamaica, we do the recording, we got it mixed. Production and everything is finished. I know we're here, but we want to release it. We're going to release it on the 26th of this month.
Oh, congratulations,
so,
Bridget.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
On fire. So the EP will be out. It's New Day is a part of the EP. New Day is a re-recording of the original New Day that we did.
Yeah.
You know, so this New Day have a different feel to same vibe, a little different feel. It has a different harmony to it, so it's just nice. It's ready, and our EP is ready to go.
Blessed, my Lord.
Who are the background vocals on this tune, New Day? I like the background vocal harmony.
The Wicked
it's,
Man.
It's Dwight, O'Neill, and Kasha.
Right.
Y'all do everything.
Paul was on lead, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we rotate at times, you know?
Yes,
because sometimes the song that you might hear on New Day that Dwight is holding, probably on an extract, he's holding a different song. That's how we work it, you know. You know, we try to be creative. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we rehearse in the hills, as what Kasha said, and in the hills we only hear mostly birds and cows and dogs, and you hear them like afar off, you know, like echoes, you know.
Yes.
you know. So the inspiration is just clear.
True.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can hear the rhythm of nature. And take a song from the rhythms of nature, from the crickets and from the birds, from the wind blowing through the trees. Some of those are songs, you know. We can harness those songs. At this time, we're going to go to Jah Is Great, and this speaks for itself. We'll be right back with Lincoln Chain.
Jah is great. song. Continually, continually, higher than I, the greatest of all, and the name I meant call. Continually, continually, in my going out and in my coming in.
I agree. Jaja is great.
Jaja is great, you know?
Yes, indeed. All you got to do is just look around you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Tell us about how that song came to be. How did that song come into manifestation?
Well, you know, look around, you know, and, you know, from where we're coming from to where we are today, you know. And, you know, we started from a young guys, you know. And, you know, and now we're gray and, you know. I just said that.
You're working, you know. It's still doing it. That is great.
Yes.
No sickness, you know, and you know, there must be a reason why, you know, the Almighty really keep us around until today, and I have to give our praise unto Him, you know.
Well,
so
I was going to say that the message that y'all put out there into the universe is a blessing, and I know that Jaja loves for y'all to present yourselves, because you're going to represent Jaja very, very well. You're going to represent
you
your sisters and your brethren very well. Yes, yes.
Thank you, man.
We need to be mindful all the time that we are representing more than just ourselves, that we are actually representing all of creation. So we give thanks for you, brethren. We give thanks.
Right.
And lastly,
right,
we're going to listen to Fix the Roof. I like this tune a lot. And we'll be right back again with Lincoln Chain.
Thank you.
While the sun shines.
Yes, Bridget. The time is quickly passing through. So would you kindly give us your contact information, how one can get in contact with you? And before you do that, tell us, what is your favorite venue to play in? Where y'all going to be playing here in the States next?
For right now, we're still looking for proper representation to get us going. We haven't established that yet. And we're hoping that through this presentation that you did, you know, we can get some connection to start with some work over here in the States.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So, if anyone out there in Riddleland, you know, who are interested and stuff like that, they could contact Dwight at DWIGHTLINK5, that's DwightLink@gmail.com. Or call 917-991-9396.
Blessed my Lord.
It's been an honor, brethren, to have you and your brothers on my show. I have been elated ever since you said you would be on, and we're looking forward to having you on again. Would you guys come back on in the future?
Yes, we will. Rastafari. And give thanks to all the listeners out there.
Yeah.
We appreciate this 100%, you know.
Yes.
And as Dwight said, we want to big up all the listeners, all the Lincoln Chain fans out there. Greetings and give thanks to all the eye, you know.
And
thank the eye too, you know.
Yes, Brother Judah.
Yeah, gonna big up Black Radio, you know, and
bless
the Dubwai.
You know,
some
praise,
and big up the Judah, and all the people out there that really love Lincoln Chain. You know, even those who know love Lincoln Chain also, you know, because Lincoln Chain.
You can one day become a fan, you know.
Yeah.
I love God.
Yeah, man.
Give thanks for the gathering. Give thanks for the time. Give thanks for the blessing.
Yeah.
I truly appreciate it.
Blessings, brothers. Hotep.
Yeah.
And
yep.
We'll talk again down the road.
Hotep.
Yeah. Looking forward.